Isaiah chapter number 22. Every person in this room right now has a purpose in this church. It doesn't matter if you're one of these kids or if you're the oldest person in here. Every one of these kids, you say, what's their purpose? Well, sometimes they teach us how to get to the altar. Sometimes they, and you say, well, they don't know what to do. Well, the Lord's just sending them down here, so trying to get a bunch of us, say, hey, that's the way you're supposed to go. And so they got a purpose. They got other purposes, but they got a purpose. And, yeah, I was thinking about Brother Richard. And Brother Richard's not here tonight. And Brother Richard, he's an honorary deacon here. He's been a deacon here for a good while, even before I came. And you say, what can Brother Richard do? He's in a wheelchair. Well, this is what Brother Richard does. I'm standing out there getting ready after every service. Brother Richard leaves. It don't matter what I say. It don't matter what I preach. He said, boy, that's the best sermon I ever heard. You say, well, he's lying to you. Well, don't tell him that. He's helping me. Sometimes I got my head down like, oh, I bombed out today. Oh, Lord, that was horrible. And it probably was. But when Brother Richard leaves, he said, boy, that's the best thing I ever heard. What's his purpose? His purpose is courage. And so everybody in here has got a purpose. God's got a plan for your life, and He wants you to be a-doing something. Now, look at Isaiah chapter 22 and in verse number 23. I'm just going to read this verse. I'm going to spiritualize some stuff, but anyway, verse 23. And I will fasten him as a what? A nail in a sure place. And he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. I want you to notice verse 23. He says, I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. Let's go, Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless the next few minutes. God, I don't know how long this even be, how long it'll take me to get this little thought out. God, I pray you'd help us now. And Lord, help us to be a nail and fastened in a sure place. So Lord, I pray you'd help us tonight get something from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody in here needs to, including me, I think we'd be honest with ourselves. We could all agree that we could be doing more for the Lord than we did yesterday or did last week. We can do more for the Lord. God saved us for a purpose. He's got a plan for everybody that's a member of Holy Hills Baptist Church. If you're thinking about being a member of Holy Hills Baptist Church, He's not going to lead you to Holy Hills Baptist Church and not give you a purpose to be a doing while you are here. And here in Isaiah 22 and verse 23, he says, I will fasten him. You say, what is that, fasten? Well, that means to fasten down, to tighten down. Now, some of you deer hunters, some of you folks that run the lawnmower, you put that lawnmower, that four-wheeler on the back of that trailer, and you get them straps, and you fasten that thing down. Because there's going to be ruts in the road, there's going to be holes in the road that you're going to run up on, and if you're not fastened down, every time you hit a bump, you're going to have to pull over and get the four-wheeler back on the trailer and get the lawnmower back on the trailer. It'll fall off the trailer. It'll tear something up if you don't fasten stuff down. Christians ain't fastened down. Listen, I'll be honest, our church, we have a few bumps in the road every now and then. Some folks come to our church, we have some good services. Hallelujah, good services. And they'll come, and this is why I encourage people, you need to come and visit for, three or four months. You can't make up your mind on joining the church in two or three services. There could be two or three services in a row, and boy, I'm telling you what, and you'll find out, sometime we have bumps in the road. We hadn't had one in a while, but I'm thankful for that. But, I mean, eventually, it's going to happen. You'll have a bump in the road. What do we need to do? You got to be fastened down so you'll stay on the trailer. Christians are going to run up on a bump in your marriage. And if you're not fastened down, the first bump you run on, you're outrun and you say, I quit, I'm done, I'm through, I don't love her no more, I don't love him no more. You wasn't fastened down to the thing. Some of you been married a long time, you're really fastened. Fastened down. And this is what he said. He said, I'll fasten him as a nail in a sure place. I'd submit to you that this Bible that we have in our lap is a sure Word of God. And I can tell you this, that we have a more sure word of prophecy, and that is this Bible that we hold in our lap. Fasten you as a nail, and I'll be honest, His church, and it's not necessarily the local church, but the body of Christ, it is a pillar and the ground of the truth. And we here at Holy Hills Baptist Church, we ought to be an example or a picture of that. Number one, you ought to be fastened down as a Christian. Fastened down so you're not jumping all over from here to there. I think the Bible says, tossed about with every wind of doctrine to and fro. And we need to be fastened down. But here's what I want to get to, if I ever get to it. This is what he says, as a nail in a sure place. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know much about nails. I got a little crash course this afternoon on a few nails. But there is a lot of different kinds of nails in the industry. I mean, you've got all kinds of different nails. You look at this. Man, now that right there is a nail. That right there is a nail. I hope I don't get to preaching too bad with that. That, my friend, is a big nail. And did you know that most people want to be the big nail? It's natural to want to be the biggest and the baddest and the toughest. But you remember this, there are fewer uses for this big nail than there are for the little nails. Everybody wants to be a big nail, but if you want to be a big nail, and you are a big nail, and God wants you to be a big nail, just remember, you can't use this for just everything. Can you imagine your wife saying, honey, bring me a nail, I need to hang this picture in the living room. Here you go. Hang it on that. It ain't going nowhere. That's not that purpose. This thing, I don't really, to be honest, I don't know what this is for. I look for one of those railroad ties is what I look for. You hammer them things in, son. That's a big thing. That's a big spike-looking thing. Some jobs require big nails. Everybody wants to be a big nail. There's all kinds of nails for all kinds of uses. Some nails are still in the box, not being used. And as long as they stay in the box, they'll never be used for what they were intended to be doing. He says, I want to fasten you like a nail in a sure place. That's what I want to do. Holy Ghost Baptist Church, every member in here, you are a nail. Some of you may be a big nail. Some of you may be one of these little finishing nails. That one's crooked. Is that right, Justin? Finishing? That's a finishing nail. Some of you, that's your purpose. I don't want to be that old nail. That's a little nail. I don't want everybody else. That's nothing. I want to be this one. Hey, sometime you've got to be this. Somebody's got to be this. Everybody, this whole building wasn't put together with these. I dare say there's not one of these in this building. We can ask Brother Don back there, but I doubt there's one of these in the building. I don't know. There could be, but I bet there's a bunch of these finishing nails all around. I bet you that there are, let's see, there's a roofing nail. Got a little roofing nail. Got a bigger head on the top of it. It's a roofing nail. You use them to put it on your roof. Or roof. This is a concrete nail. This is for hard-headed people. This is a concrete nail. Every one of these nails, and I'm trying to be funny in its place, but every one of these, I got all kinds up here. I got some sheetrock nails, those you use for a certain thing, and right here, a hurricane nail. Somebody help me. I want to be a hurricane nail. Boy, Brother Jeremy blew here through here like a hurricane. Hallelujah. You put that on the paper up before you put the roof on and the hurricane comes through, that nail will be here when the hurricane, before it gets here, while the hurricane's here, and when the hurricane leaves, that nail will still be here. That ain't going nowhere. You with me? We need some people at Holy Hills Baptist Church that's fastened like a nail, ain't going nowhere. They're fastened in. And through the bumps, through the hurricane, we're here. Folks, you can't be so touchy-feely every time you don't get your way. Well, I'm just going to pull my nail up and go somewhere else. Now, let me preface. Listen, sometimes God moves people other places. I understand that. I ain't talking about that. But I can promise you this, God will not move you every 2 months to a different church. He will not do it. He will not do it. He'll send you to a place and He wants you to stick in there. These here in the box, they're not you being used. Brother Justin let me use this, and he's saying, I'm hoping, I'm wanting to you. I want to have enough work and enough jobs to use every one of these in here. That's what God says. Look at all these nails in here. I'm looking at a bunch of nails. Every one of you are a little different. Every one of you a little different size. Every one of you got a little different purpose. But God's saying, I want enough work so I can use every one of you for your designed purpose for what I saved you for. That's what God wants to do. Now, you think about this. I wonder how many nails is in this building. I wonder how many. There's all kind of different nails in this building. Did you know what a nail's purpose is? Is to hold two objects together. Sometime maybe three. If it's I don't know how many objects you could hold together with that thing. Well, you can hold some stuff together with this. A nail's purpose is to go in. You think about this. Think about how many nails. Let's just think about this. You say, what kind of sermon is this? I don't know yet. Up there around that crown molding, I think that's what it's called. I learned a whole lot by just watching. Learned all this terminology, crown molding, and all of that. They'd come in there, and they'd put that up, and they'd hammer that thing in, and they'd sink it down a little further in the wood. You with me? And then they'd come back and put putty over the hole. And then they paint over that. Am I about right? I can't see the nails. Nails are not meant to be seen. They're meant to hold together. Everybody, I want to be seen. Well, I'm going to tell you. We wouldn't want them seen. My sister's interior decorator. And she come in a place, she knows how to do all that stuff. Boy, she get that putty. And some of these, I'll be honest, I helped. Some of these door facings, They'd sink them nails down in there, and I'd come in and put that little putty on there. And I thought I was ready. And some of them that looked messed up, that was the ones I did. And put that little putty on, paint over top of it, and sand before you paint. You sand that down real smooth, you paint over top of it, can't see the nail, but the nail is there doing its job. All these little different nails. I've got some sheetrock nails here. They have a purpose. They're hid. You've got some. You can have the best sheetrock. You can have the best lumber in the whole world. But it'll lay down on this ground. It'll never get up on the wall until you use one of these things. And after you get done using one of these things, you won't be able to see it. But just by looking, you can tell it's doing its job. It's holding it together. I want to be like a nail, fastened in a sure place. It's not important that the nail is seen. You don't walk into somebody's house and go, "Ooh, who did your nail work?" You don't walk into somebody's house, "Ooh, who did your nails?" That is so nice. You don't do that. Because why? I don't see them. But they're there. And they're holding this thing together. They're not here to be seen. They're here to do a job. And they're here to hold things together. That's what these nails are supposed to do. God wants you to be a nail. And He wants you to be in your rightful place. He wants you to be used for His honor and glory. Let me say about this. I thank the Lord for every nail that was put in this platform. If by any chance these nails, and I put a few in here, I had to do some of it over, but I put a few in this platform. Jonathan Keelan did the majority of it. Some of you, we worked on this thing. I was trying to learn. I was more in the way, and I was trying to put this thing together. This floor, the stage here, the top of it, come out of the old building, and boy, there's the nails in this thing. You think about where I'd be right now if them nails in this platform says, "I'm tired of doing what I've been doing." This church has been here for going on 3 and some odd years now, and ain't a person thanked the Lord for me one time. Where would I be right now? I'd be in the floor. This whole thing would fall apart. Now, folks, look, let me help. I'm not holding this thing together. I'm not holding this thing together. You say, "What's holding all this together?" All of us. Holding it together. And you've got to be doing your job. Some of you are this kind of nail. Some of you, listen, are these other kinds of nails. But it takes all of them. How bad would it be if people said, I ain't doing it no more. Now wait. The verse says, "I will fasten you like a nail." It didn't say, "I'll fasten you like a screw." Y'all ready? A screw just goes in circles. And once it gets in, it don't like it, it can back out. Use a screw. I think some of these that were the metal studs, and I think in this part, and I think some screws were used in those. But you screw that in, and if he don't like it, back right out. This God says, "This is where I want you to. It's where I want to put you, right here." You get in there next week. I just really don't. I'm gonna back out of this. On a nail is a little different. You're going to get one of them nails out, you're going to have to get you a claw hammer. K cat's claw. Somebody help me. And you're going to have to do some damage to get one of them nails out now. And how many of you know? I know this much. I know little. I know this much. Once you pull a nail out, 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to reuse it. It's done got a weak place in it. I've seen some of them nails pull out. I've done some myself. Pull it out and it'd be crooked. And then you find your little flat piece. You with me? And you get your hammer and you try to flatten that thing out. You with me? You say, oh, I can reuse that. And you start to hammer it. It'll bend right in the same place you just beat out. It's got a weak place in it now. Get where God wants you to be. Fasten in there like a nail. And stick with it. And stay with it. Stay with the Word of God. Stay with the church that God has placed you with. Stay with the old-fashioned book. Stay with the old-fashioned salvation. Don't change one bit. Don't back out of nothing. Stick with it. Stay with it. Nails are no good in the box. Matter of fact, Justin told me these right here. What's that on the end called? A ring shank. Justin said, you drive one of them in, you ain't cat's claw, no cat's claw, toolbar, whatever, it ain't coming out. That's what I want to be. You can't get me out. Get in there. Stay in there. Be fastened like a nail. Get where God wants you to be and stay. Everybody's got a purpose. Everybody's got a plan. Let me say this. Mark's my friend. Man, we've been friends forever. 14, 15 years old, whatever. And I don't tell him enough, but I thank the Lord for Mark. He can do what I can't do. I thank the Lord for Rob and Sammy. Sammy's not here because he's at the guard. Oh, this is one of his weekends to be there. And them guys come up here and I can't do it. I can't do it. They're one of these. I can't do it. I can try all day long. I can't do it. I know very little about it. I can fake my way through some of it. But I can't do what they can do. I let them be the nail they're supposed to be. I be the nail I'm supposed to be. I don't try to be their nail. They don't try to be my nail. I just want to be a nail fastened in a sure place. Thank the Lord for Brother Jared, Brother Dan, and all of those that go on the bus ride on Saturday morning. 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Waste your whole Saturday. Because they're fastened in like a nail. I can't do what they do. I don't know all about the bus ministry like they do. They've worked in it so long. They know they are a nail fastened in a sure place. They know what they're doing. And I thank the Lord for them. I thank the Lord for those that are going to the jails on a Monday night, Dyer County Jail. And then on the second and fourth Monday nights, they go all the way down to Tiptonville. Some of the ones, Brother Tony, and some of the ones that go down there. I've been down there before. I can't get into it. I like preaching to y'all. I'll be honest. But I'm telling you, I'll be honest. You go hear Tony down there. He's in there like a nail. They relate, they respond to Tony and others. I think about Brother Glenn, does he come in? He usually works the door over here. Brother Glenn, I'll be honest, people. We're recording everything. Y'all want me to be honest with you? Maybe y'all won't criticize me for it. I'm bearing my heart. I don't like going to the nursing home. I don't like seeing those folks like that. I know you, preacher, you ought to suck it up, go. Yeah, I know I ought to. But there's some nails in this room. That's what God, that's the kind of nail they are. They love them people. And I do too. But they love it. They got a heart for them people. Their heart breaks for them people. And God's got them right where. And it's all kinds of nails in this place that makes the thing work. I think about Miss Carol over here. All these kids are wiggling around. And I'm like, I'd have done strung every one of them up on a nail. And I'm thinking, I can't do that. I don't have the patience. I look in here, boy, her and Michelle, and I hear they, and they, them kids do what they say, and boy, they sang them songs like they do real good. That's a nail in this place that we can't do without. Be a nail fashioned into a sure place. Find out, plug in where God wants you to plug in. Get in there and get fastened in real good. Get tightened down and say, hey, I'm in here for the long haul. Be the kind of nail that you're supposed to be. That's a buzzword. Y'all think about this. Y'all forgive me. I'm rambling on. I think about some of these ladies. Get together. Take food over people's houses when they have surgery and when they're down and can't go. I guarantee you, Miss Luna B and some of the others, I say, thank the Lord for them nails. Thank the Lord for them nails that's done come through here. They're holding things together. They're fastening in real good and they're holding in together. That's a blessing to me. I don't know about y'all, and I probably ain't getting this thing over too good, but it's not about recognition. You can't see all of this. I couldn't tell you everything that goes on there. There's people that send cards to missionaries on their birthdays and anniversaries. There's people that do that every month. There's people that do things and send a card out and say, hey, we're thinking about you. We missed you at church. I know you're sick. We're praying for you. This, that, and the other. There's people that make calls on the telephone and that I can't make and I just can't think of everything. And people are doing it. They're fastened in like a nail. They're holding all this thing together. They're doing what God has told them to do. Fasten in like a nail. Sunday school teachers. Them little kids. Them little kids, they're not paying attention. They're paying attention more than you think they are. They're paying attention more than you think they are. And you know what? And even though they're, you say, look around and say, all them kids are coloring. They ain't paying attention, Brother Jeremy. They're coloring. You'd be surprised when I'm out there, they can come out there and tell me what I said. Fashion in like a nail. Sunday school teachers, keep doing what you're doing. Keep working with them. It's worth it. It's worth every mile serving the Lord. You use the right nail. I'm coming down to close. If I was to take this nail and to drive it about right here, it'd split the wood. You with me? It ain't made for that. Nails are designed to hold together, not tear up. Nails are designed to hold it together and not tear it up. Don't try to drive this nail. Find your place. Do what you're supposed to do. Find what God wants you to do. Be a finishing nail. Be a sheetrock nail. Be a roofing nail. It's going to take all of them. You might as well be one of them. It's going to take all of us to hold it together. Be a nail fashioned into the right place. Be a usable nail. Say, preacher, what can I be used for? You know what? Those old railroads, I was thinking about those railroad spikes a while ago. It was not like this. They were fatter than this. And this is back when I was a kid, 15, 16 years old. Some of you deer hunters will know what I'm about to say. We'd go out in the deer woods. We got a stand up there. Couldn't afford a ladder.
We'd drive them things inside that tree. Make us a ladder up to the deer stand. Somebody help me. They didn't make that illegal now, but... Worked pretty good. Sometimes you just take a little nail, put it up, hang it up. If somebody hang their hat on it. Somebody come by, just hang their hat there. The deer stand climbing up that tree. Sometimes you say, preacher, what am I supposed to be doing? Sometimes you may be the ones that's just here to hold other people up. That's what you're here for. Hold other people up. You wasn't really designed for the crown molding. You wasn't designed for the concrete nails down there. You wasn't designed for the door facing nails and all of that. You was designed just to hold somebody up. They come by, grab a hope. Hold on. Think about where they'd be if you'd give up and back out. Find out what you're supposed to be doing. Them ladies get together and they make them wreaths. I'm missing so much stuff that goes on around here. Them ladies get together and the decorating that goes on around here. I don't have a clue. Don't know where to start. Somebody does. And they don't do it for. They don't do it to be recognized. They don't do it for that reason, but somebody gets it done. And it holds this whole thing together. Now, I'm using this as a relationship. The Holy Hills Baptist Church is held together. Every one. And some of you are still in the box. Some of you need to get used. Find out what God wants you used for. Get in the wall somewhere. And start doing. Start holding somebody up. Do what God has wanted you to do. That verse right there says, and I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place.